Masechet Kelim Perigimel Mishnah. Hey, in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about a cracked barrel that was coated with something in order to make it stronger. Here we'll talk about the coating itself. We'll start by talking about the coating that was applied to a complete undamaged utensil. Mishnah says, Hatofel keli hayres habari. If somebody coats a earthenware utensil that was bari, that was healthy, that was undamaged, and the utensil becomes tameh through tum'ah that enters its airspace, Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Shimon mitame'im. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon says the coating becomes tameh with the utensil, even though the utensil has the ability to function perfectly without the coating does help it last longer, and therefore it's considered to be part of the utensil and becomes tameh together with it. Once the keli becomes tameh through its airspace, it transmits tum'ah through the coating. The coating is now considered to be part of the keli, and any food or liquid that touches the coating becomes tameh as if it touched the wall of the utensil itself. V'hachamim omrim, hatofel tabari tahor, v'et hara'u'a tameh. Say the hachamim, no, it depends. If someone coats a undamaged utensil and it becomes tameh, the coating is tahor. The utensil doesn't need the coating whatsoever. The coating is not considered to be a vital part of the keli, and therefore, it's not considered to be part of the keli at all. It's not even considered to be a yad, a handle, because it doesn't contribute whatsoever to the use of the utensil. So if food or liquid touch the coating, they remain pure, they remain tahor. But if someone coats a cracked utensil to keep it from breaking, and the utensil becomes tameh, then the coating becomes tameh as well, because in this case, the utensil needs the coating in order to function properly, and therefore the coating is considered to be a vital part of the utensil and becomes tameh along with the rest of the utensil itself. In the times of Hazal, they would use shells of a squash or of a pumpkin as a bucket to draw water from a well to make sure that the pumpkins themselves didn't crack when they were bumped or when they rubbed against a hard object. They made a ring of wood or metal around them to reinforce them. The Mishnah will tell us the halakha for this type of wood. V'chein b'hiduk ha-kiruya. The same machloke between the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, and the Hachamim applies to the coating of a ring around the shell of a pumpkin or a squash. According to the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, the ring protects the shell from breaking, and therefore it's considered to be a part of the shell. So if the shell becomes tameh, then the ring, the wooden ring around it, would become tameh as well. According to the Hachamim, no. Right now, the pumpkin, for example, is strong enough to be used on its own as is, and the ring around it doesn't make it more usable whatsoever. So therefore, it's not considered to be a part of the shell, even though it does help it prevent it from breaking. So if it's not part of it, it remains tahor the whole time, even if the pumpkin itself becomes tameh. That's the machloket between the Bimir and Bishimon and the Hachamim.